doing here?
Oh, well, a grandmother shouldn't need an excuse to come and see her precious and beloved grandkids, or her favorite son, or his wonderful wife, who's brought such happiness to our family.
Oh, God, Mom, you're not dying, are you?
No, relax. I'm fine. I did drive over for a reason, though. I have decided to give all of you an advance on your inheritance.
Yes, 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 I'm rich, I'm rich. My ship has finally come in.
Well, take it easy, JT. You get no cash till I croak. What I'm talking about is taking all of you on a little trip the first week of summer vacation.
All right. Well, gee, Mom, that's really generous of you. But you see, Carol and I already have plans to celebrate our anniversary that week.
Yeah, Frank is taking me to a romantic little bed and breakfast in the mountains.
So, what are you saying? So our happiness gets sacrificed so you two can go play the forest ranger and the lonely wood nymph?
Well, now, look, if you have other plans, I understand. I certainly do. It's just that I thought the kids would enjoy a week at Walt Disney World.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, back their anniversary. We're going to Florida.
Yeah, you guys are too old to have sex anyway.
No, wait. Now, just a minute, kids. If your parents have other plans, it's only fair to leave the decision up to them. So they can go on their own vacation. Or we can all go to Disney World.
Settled. Girls, I want you in the back bedroom, and boys, you will be on the pull-out sofa, and Frank, you and I and Lily will be in the master bedroom.
Yeah, gee, Ma, you sure you're gonna be okay alone over there in that big condo?
Who says I'm going to be alone? Come on, girls, I'll help you unpack, and then I'll tell you all about the weekend in 53 when I tangoed with Ricardo Montalban.
Gee, honey, make her stop. I don't want to hear about her weekend fantasy island with Ricardo.
Oh, grow up, Frank.
Hello, Lindbergh. It's me, the Hauptmeister. Ooh, look at this place. I was wondering when you guys would get here.
Hey, Rich, man, how was the pool?
Ooh, splendid. I think you all should join me for a dip.
Yeah, speaking of dips... What are you doing here?
Well, you know, the money JT and I are saving to get an apartment together. We just used a little bit of it to get me a bus fare out here.
Yeah, I invited Rich to stay with us. Did I forget to tell you that?
Yes.
Oh, well, it worked out because he's here.
Hey! So, where am I sleeping?
Well, you get to sleep right over here on the sofa pull-out bed with JT.
Yeah, finally get a chance to sleep with somebody, and it's JT. Hey, Frank, you in here?
Flash?
Hey, JT. Hey, Frank. Hey, Rich. Mark. Hey, Brendan.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it awesome? I can't believe I found you.
Hey, Flash. What are you doing here?
Well, I was on my way to New Orleans for the Blues Festival, and, well, I realized she left your hammer in my truck. So I hung a Louie in Tupelo, and here I am.
You drove 500 miles to return a hammer?
It's a really nice hammer. Hey, nice digs. Maybe I ought to blow off that blues thing and stay here with you.
You want to stay here with us?
I'd love to. Frank, you're the greatest. I've always wanted to come to this place. Hey, guys! Slumber party!
Do the haunted house. Oh my god, that is so funny when you're sitting there.
Oh, we have to go to that too. It'll be so much fun.
You know who the perfect hunk is? Prince Charming. I'd like to party at his castle.
Karen, he's a cartoon character. I mean, personally, I would rather go with a real man. One of those guys that runs the Jungle Boat ride.
Hey, listen to what it says in this trivia book. Boris Petrovsky from the Russian Republic of Uzbekistan set a record by visiting every attraction in the park in just under 4 days.
A Russian holds a record? That's a disgrace. This place is American, like mom, like apple pie, like the Buttmaster. I'm gonna break this Russian guy's record and bring the title back home where it belongs.
Oh, guys, look, there it is. Oh, oh, yes. This is going to be great.
Yeah, well, honey, I wanted to spend our anniversary alone.
Yeah, well, maybe we can be alone. You know, our kids are old enough to go off on their own, and your mother said she'd be glad to watch the baby. So why don't you and I take a ride on Peter Pan's flight?
Oh, wow, a kiddie ride.
No, no, no. Actually, it's a slow-moving fantasy ride in the dark. And, you know, when you and I are alone in the dark, it's adults only.
I like the way you think, Tinkerbell.
I could get the stroller, and then you and I can... make our way to fantasy land.
Yes! Come on! Hey.
Frank, yeah. Frank, I know I said I'd watch the baby for you, but today is not a good day. Jean-Claude and I have plans.
Jean-Claude? Well, where did Jean-Claude come from?
France. He was on the ferry. Doesn't speak a word of English. Guess we'll just have to use body language.
I don't want to hear about your love life, okay?
We go.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, we're going on the rides.
Yeah, okay.
Here, hold my shirt. Yeah, and my backpack. Oh, and my makeup bag.
Hey, I'm not your pack mule, you know. Here,
Frank, hold my camera, okay?
And my poncho, please.
Come on, come on back.
Thanks, Mr. Bell.
For me, weigh something intelligent, pieces of eight, and ships. And...
oh, I love this ride. You know the little dog with the keys in his mouth? He's real, man.
Get out of here,
I swear,
man.
I saw him breathing.
What are you talking about?
Ahoy, matey. Winches off the starboard bow.
Aye, let's send up a signal and see if they're friendly.
Arr, arr.
Huh? Hey, love the movie. excuse us, ladies. We couldn't help notice you look a little lost. Is there anything we could do to help?
Yeah, we're trying to decide where to eat lunch, but this map is so confusing.
Oh, allow me. Let's see here. We got Italian, seafood, and Chinese. What's your pleasure?
Well, I hear Panetta's is really great, but it's really expensive. I'd give anything to eat there.
Oh, really? Well, ladies, this just happens to be your lucky day because I happen to own Panetta's.
Yeah?
It's okay, Rich. I think we can trust the ladies with our little secret.
Are you serious? You own Panetta's?
Actually, the family does. And everything else around here. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is J.T. Disney.
Really? As in Walt Disney?
Well, I don't like to talk about it much. I still miss him. Oh, this is my business associate and bodyguard, Rich Halkey.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Mr. Disney, might I have a word with you alone?
Certainly, okay. Here you go. When we come back, we'll head over to Panetta's.
Great.
Hey, are you nuts? JT Disney?
All right, man, so maybe I exaggerated just a little bit. Man, come on, I had to do something to impress these girls. Look at them, they're gorgeous.
JT, we're on a very strict budget here. We can't afford some pricey restaurant.
Rich, you know what they say about money. You have to spend it to make it. And if we want to make it with these girls, we're going to have to spend it.
Ah, I see what you're saying. You spend it, you make it.
Ah, yeah, buddy. Stick with me, and you'll find a whole new meaning to the words. Orlando Magic.
Ooh.
Hey. Yeah.
All right. Oh, love my park.
That was a really great lunch day, too. But why did the waiter laugh when I called you Mr. Disney?
That's because he's got a laughing disorder. So, where do you ladies want to go this afternoon?
We'd love to go to Epcot. I think you can catch the bus right over there.
Wait a second.
A bus? No. J.T. Disney does not ride in a bus. Your carriage awaits, ladies.
A limo? For us?
Yeah, but you better hurry up and get in it, because at midnight it turns into a pumpkin. Oh,
come on.
Excuse me. Where did this come from?
I went to the phone and ordered it while we were at lunch.
Man, you're never going to pull this off. No one in the park is going to believe you're J.T. Disney. Besides, we've been saving up a long time for this money for our apartment, and you're blowing it like crazy.
Rich, will you just relax, buddy? I'm just taking a little seed money so love will grow, okay?
Yeah, well, you're certainly putting enough fertilizer on it.
Flash, what are you doing?
Yeah, you'll never break that Russian guy's record if you're just sitting around.
What are you talking about? I've already done 23 rides and it's only 2 o'clock.
It's not just the rides. It says here that Boris not only went on all 107 rides, but he also ate at all 197 restaurants and food carts and shopped at each of the 177 souvenir stands.
In 4 days? Oh, no. I'm doomed. I'm gonna let my country down. I'm gonna be the worst thing that happened to America since Roseanne sang the national anthem.
Get a hold of yourself, man. It's not too late. We can still do this.
How?
Oh, Brendan, you head up the advance team and hold Flash's place in line on all the rides. Flash, activate your cell phone, and I'll set up communications and monitor your progress at Disney Ride Central.
Can you do that?
Are you kidding? I'm sure they want the title back on American soil just as much as we do.
Let's do it!
All right.
Yeah. Change on alien encounter. Access route is impeded. Parade in progress. Repeat, parade in progress. Please choose alternate route going through Fantasyland and proceed directly to Jungle Cruise. Over.
Roger, Mission Control. Changing coordinates to Adventureland.
Come on. It's just starting.
Hi there, Jungle Boy.
All right, Flash. Once you exit the teacups, proceed directly to Liberty Square for refueling.
Houston, we have a problem. Food intake impossible. G-forces have my stomach set on hurl.
Negative, Flash. Do not hurl. Suck it up. We have 179 food locations to go. Put Fantasyland on the master. Thanks, Julie. It's gonna be a long day. All right, Flash. You've done all you can at the Magic Kingdom for today. So give your souvenirs to Brendan and catch the 502 monorail and please proceed to Epcot.
Intervention's orbit completed. Any chance I could sit down for dinner?
Negative on the sit down, Flash. Proceed to Nine Dragons Restaurant. Advance team has shrimp romaine waiting for you.
10-4.
Not that way, the other way.
10-5. 10-5.
Lily's finally down. The kids are asleep.
That's nice, honey. Say, Carol, does that little dog in the Pirates of the Caribbean look real to you?
Actually, I had another attraction in mind. Yes. It's called Mrs. Lambert's Wild Ride.
Dad? Carol, you in there?
If we said no, would you go away?
Dad, the sofa bed's too small, and Rich keeps putting his arm around me and calling me Monica. Mind if I sack out in here tonight?
Yes, we mind.
Okay, good. Well, I'll just sleep in that big tub in the bathroom, okay?
What?
Can we sleep in here?
Yeah. Rich snores like a donkey with a sinus infection.
Hey, why did everybody leave? I'm lonely in there.
Oh, boy. Rich is here. It's a slumber party.
Hey, cool. Thanks, Mr. L. Woo!
Get out of the bed.
Getting up, Mr. L.
Hello, boys. Yes. Beginning to see why they call it Pleasure Island.
Howdy, girls.
Howdy.
Country music talent search Saturday night. Y'all come, you have a good time. Hello there.
Country music talent search. Winner receives a $500 college scholarship. Backup band provided. Talent scouts in attendance. Guys, this could be my big chance to be discovered.
Oh, that sounds great. I think you should go for it.
Yeah. And you guys could be my backup singers.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. No, sorry, Karen. Country music is not my thing. You know, I'm not the hoot nanny, rhinestone, big hair kind of gal.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Second thought. Yippee-o-ki-yay.
Here you go. A little something to remember us by. That is until tonight when we make our own memories.
Oh, thank you, JT.
No problem. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some banking to do. See you tonight.
So, what time should we meet you for dinner tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't we give you a little call later?
Yeah, on the phone.
Bye. Great.
Do you really believe that guy is JT Disney?
Oh, who cares? This trip isn't costing us a dime, and we didn't even have to dip into our apartment fund.
See you tonight.
Bye.
All right, man, we're all set for tonight. I got cash and everything. With any luck, by midnight, we'll be men, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, and I want to be a man just as much as you, but this has got to be costing us a bundle now. How much money do we have left?
I don't know.
You don't know? Hey, buddy, you don't check the receipts when you take the money out?
No, man, I just keep track in my head.
Oh, God. Oh, well, Mr. Disney, would you care to make a guess on how much money we have left in our account?
I don't know, about $800-900?
Try $11.
$11? How's that possible?
I'll tell you how it's possible. Dinners, limos, giant stuffed animals, a $50 tip to that mandolin guy to sing "That's Amore." We're broke, man. It's all your fault.
Oh, it's all my fault. Yeah, right. You didn't seem to mind spending the money when Ashley was sucking on your neck in the Haunted Mansion.
Well, I didn't realize that hickey was costing me $1,000. It took us a year to save up that money, man. You blew it in 2 days. You've got to be the most irresponsible jerk I've ever met.
If I'm such a jerk, why don't you get out of my face?
Oh, don't you worry. As soon as I can scrounge up enough money for bus fare, I'm heading back to Port Washington and find myself a new friend.